Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
In depth, how tourism lifted one county out of poverty and left it vulnerable to COVID. By Huang Yuxin and Wang Xingtong. Published by Caixin Global on August 3rd, 2022. Read by Nandini Venkata. It was June, and normally peak season for Lili. But her restaurant in a scenic part of southwest China's Guizhou province had only one table of customers on the balmy summer evening. She was not surprised. Empty tables had become a common sight in recent months. Xijiang, Tianhu, Miao Village, a national 4A level scenic area and a hub for tourism that focused on the Miao ethnic group, had shut its gates to visitors in March as the country battled its worst COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years. It has reopened over a month later, but with virus control measures that have restricted people's movement to the point where tourism and restaurants have continued to suffer. Li told Caixin that many restaurants in Xijiang had been forced to close. Some local business owners were left with outstanding rent or mortgage repayments and no income to service their debts, Caixin learned. Xijiang had been highly dependent on tourism for its economic survival, and as such, severely affected by COVID restrictions. The remote village in Leishan County had been plagued by poverty for generations before 2008, when the local government started to use its unique ethnic architecture and culture to entice visitors as a way to promote local employment and economic growth. The model appeared to have worked. Government data show that before the pandemic hit, tourism accounted for more than 40% of Leishan's GDP. And in 2019, the provincial government said Leishan was no longer designated as impoverished. Guizhou, one of the country's poorest provinces, has worked hard to develop tourism. These efforts helped China officially meet its goal of eradicating absolute poverty in November 2020, when officials said that the country's last 9 deprived counties, all in Guizhou, had been removed from the poverty list after annual net incomes there exceeded a government-defined threshold of 4,000 yuan. That's equivalent to a bit more than $600. While tourism got Xijiang out of poverty, it also made it reliant on the industry, and its suspension bodes poorly for the town. A heavy focus on tourism left Xijiang's economy vulnerable once the pandemic hit, and the incomers were shut out. Industry insiders have told Caixin that the government has now been scrambling to develop other industries, with the people of Xijiang and other parts of Guizhou now at risk of falling back into poverty. From poverty to prosperity. Backward, poor, and remote. This is how Xijiang locals describe the township in the past. Li Tianyi, a professor at Guizhou Normal University and a native of the township encompassing Xijiang village, told Caixin that as a child, he was embarrassed to tell people where he was from, as he didn't want to be looked down upon. To support their families, many locals had to migrate to cities for work, Li said. All that changed after 2008, when Leishan government began developing Xijiang's village tourism industry by pumping 170 million yuan into upgrading its infrastructure. In 2009, Leishan authorities brought in a tourism company, aiming to increase the income of poor households in the county by inviting them to share dividends, arranging tourism jobs for them, and subsidizing their children's education. Visitor numbers rocketed. A total of 780,000 tourists came in 2008, the first year of the initiative. In 2017 alone, 6.06 million people had paid the Miao village a visit. That's according to a report on 10 years of development in Xijiang, which was co-written by Li and issued by institutions including the Social Sciences Academic Press. Local tourism revenue soared nearly 50-fold to 5 billion yuan over the same period. The report said that in 2017, the annual per capita income reached 22,000 yuan. That's 13 times higher than in 2007. By 2019, Leishan's GDP had reached 4 billion yuan, up from 557 million yuan in 2008, according to data from the Country Statistics Bureau. The National Development and Reform Commission said in a news release that tourism had helped at least 20,000 households in Leishan escape from poverty and became better off in 2017. Fatal blow to tourism. However, not long after locals enjoyed benefits of developing tourism, the pandemic broke out, bringing almost everything to a halt as COVID curbs badly affected the catering, transportation, and accommodation industries. Several local business owners described 2022 as the toughest year they've had since the pandemic began. While struggling, businesses had survived 2020 and 2021. A surge in Omicron infections earlier this year prompted Chinese authorities to ramp up restrictions, making their situation even worse. Chen Long and his friends partnered to open three restaurants and a short-term home rental in Xijiang Village. Chen told Tai Shin that their vacation businesses were not affected too badly in the past 2 years, thanks to the timely loosening of COVID restrictions after outbreaks waned. Chen could still make ends meet. But this year, outbreaks across the country, especially in its affluent megacities, left them with little or no income for several months, Chen said. I'm now borrowing money to pay my rent and loans. If this is still the case next year, I will consider quitting. Chen was just one of many feeling the pinch. Wei Chengjun, the vice president of Xijiang's Chamber of Commerce, told Tai Shin that one business owner spent more than 4 million yuan running a short-term rental, but due to a lack of tourists, had to sell up for just 400,000 yuan. A Leishan official told Tai Shin, "People are just the most important part of tourism. The inability of people to move has dealt a fatal blow to the industry." There's also concerns about the income of families who had just gotten out of poverty. Jiang Shijie, who once served as a Xijiang party official, told Tai Shin that those families were still poorer than many others and were not able to take the pressure, noting that they risked falling back into poverty because of the COVID-19 situation. Chen said, "I never thought strict epidemic prevention policies could last over 2 years. Many business owners have felt insecure and anxious." Tackling the impacts of COVID restrictions. How to survive the COVID restrictions has become an urgent issue facing local businesses. A Leishan official told Tai Shin some businesses were doing more selling of local products online, and some are making improvements to packaging and design so that they can appeal to a younger audience. The Leishan government has steered business owners towards change. For example, with the government's help, tea suppliers now have more types of tea on sale, such as jasmine tea, instead of just the traditional black and green teas. The government is also working to stabilize employment, recommending more than 650 jobs to local residents and helping many of them get offers this year, local media reported. Xiong Li, deputy director of Leishan's Cultural and Tourism Bureau, believe that improving the service quality in scenic areas can help tackle the issue, saying it's important to refine management so as to protect the inheritance of Miao culture. Li Li and Chen Long in this article are pseudonyms.